Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast brought to you by Gowin Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.
Agriculture is Saskatchewan, and 620 CKRM is your source for everything ag. Welcome to our newly expanded Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Here's your host, Jim Smalley.
And a good afternoon. Welcome to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today, brought to you by Harvard Western Insurance. We don't judge. Here's another reminder to renew your plates today. Visit harvardwestern.com. And brought to you by the Arcola Co-op, offering fuel, food, and drinks on Highway 13. Arcola Co-op, you're at home here. Today, the end of the week, we have our usual Friday outlook on grain markets. Canola and wheat are both up this week, following a report yesterday in the United States showing the lowest U.S. wheat stocks in 14 years. The provincial crop report came out yesterday. Harvest is almost done. Next week's report will be the final one of the season. Real Agriculture looks at the cattle market this fall with Ann Wasco. We also have details on the new insect research facility announced for the University of Saskatchewan. We take a look at harvest progress in Manitoba. The farm weather is in its usual spot at the bottom of the hour.
This is Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with 620 CKRM Agri News Director Jim Smalley.
This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Johnson's Grain, helping growers contract any type of grain. Call 1-800-324-7778. And Mazenk Fuels, your local branded Petro-Canada wholesaler for over 40 years. Fill up the tank, call Mazenk 306-721-6667. Grain markets this week were again showing upward movement. Commodity Futures Advisor with PI Financial, Adam Pacallo, says canola is up $10 a ton for the week, and spring wheat futures have risen 15 cents a bushel.
Well, Jim, starting off on the canola front, canola increased approximately $10 per ton here on the November futures, sitting today now just above 900 at approximately 902. On the Minneapolis wheat December contract, we're seeing it push right to the top end of resistance here today, up about 19 cents on the day, up about 15 cents on the week, and December is sitting at about $9.31 a bushel here. So kind of the news on the week here has been the USDA report yesterday coming out with a few significant numbers. So kind of starting off on for the soy complex, soybeans are actually down here today 10 cents. Yesterday, they were down over 30 cents, and they're coming up onto important support. So that's something to definitely watch for canola here. The September 1st stocks came in much higher than expected. Weak demand, basically talks of higher yields and better weather for harvest next week, and kind of just really slow demand from China are all really negative forces for beans. So that market is definitely pushing lower. And on wheat, we're actually seeing here the production at a 19-year low, which leaves the September 1st stocks at the lowest level in 14 years. So we've seen a very significant rally here in Minneapolis wheat. Again, today up about 18 cents a bushel. Yesterday was a positive day as well, too. So we are seeing, you know, some breakouts here, you know, in wheat. There is, again, tightening supply. A bit of an inflationary tilt to commodities right now is really continuing to support here. And that's kind of one thing to kind of watch right now, kind of going forward, is if some of this technical action is quite positive, we could easily see wheat futures possibly make some new highs here.
Yes, the outlook for next week and beyond?
Well, I would say just bottom line is watching some of these resistance areas here for wheat. And then as well, too, to see if the soy complex, you know, weakness might spill over to the canola front. Right now it isn't, I believe, more because of the fundamental situation for canola, but there might be a bit of a tug of war to see you know, how high could canola go if soybeans and soybean oil are making some new lows here.
Adam Pacallo is a commodity futures advisor with PI Financial.
Back to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with Jim Smalley on 620 CKRM.
This portion is brought to you by Prairie 6-inch Eaves Troughs. An inch makes a big difference. PrairieEavesTroughs.ca. And Farmtronics in Regina, your farm electronics specialist. From moisture testers to security cameras, keeping your farm running productively and efficiently since 1977. 380 Henderson Drive. Harvest is nearing completion across the Saskatchewan Grain Belt. Provincial Crops Extension Specialist Matt Struthers says harvest is more than 93% complete in all regions of the province.
We're sitting at 95% of the crop now combined. So we had a great week, calm days, some warm days, very little rain. So they were able to just get out there and start working. So, 95%, and that's up from 89% last week, and then well ahead of our five-year average of 70%. So we're just about done, and harvest is wrapping up, and my report will be done next week.
Any challenges of regrowth?
Certainly. You know, now that we got a little bit of moisture here at the end of summer there, just canola especially and some flax fields have become quite challenging to producers. This green regrowth down below the canopy, and they're going and cut into it, and it's just causing issues. So some producers are electing to spray it out, or some are waiting for frost to come through and just kill it. So it's slowing things down a little bit, but producers are finding ways to get around it.
Well, harvest is most advanced where and least advanced?
Well, it's most advanced in the southwest with 98%, and then the least is the northwest with 93%. The southeast and west central regions are sitting at 95%, and the east central and northeast region at 94%. So everyone's just about wrapped up and ready to put this year behind us.
How much crop is left to be harvested? What are the main crops?
Most of the cereals and lentils and field peas in the province have been harvested. There might be a few, low spots out there, a couple fields that are left. But 99% of chickpeas, 92% of canola, 89% of soybean, and 75% of flax have now been combined. An additional 6% of canola is either swathed or ready to straight cut. So we're near the finish line and just about done.
Any moisture? What is the soil moisture conditions and rating?
Very little moisture in the past week. Arborfield and Looseland got 2 mils, and that was the most that was reported to me. So things are getting dry out there again, and the cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 17% adequate, 50% short, and 33% very short, followed by hay and pasture land, which is rated as 10% adequate, 46% short, and 44% very short. So now that harvest is just about done, we really need a good rain or a couple good rains going into the fall here and before freeze up, and then have a good dump of snow over the winter to help us out.
What were the main causes of crop damage this past week?
There weren't too many. It was a lucky week, but the wind is still picking up and moving around swaths and shelling out crops that are still standing. And then waterfowl are moving south and getting into fields and eating as much as they can. And there's been some reports of wildlife as well causing some issues. We had some light frost over the last week as well, but most of the crop is already off and well mature. So there's not too many issues with the frost.
Has there been much seeding of fall rye and winter wheat?
No, the acres of winter cereals being put in right now is far lower than it normally is. It's just too dry out there for a lot of producers to take the risk and to seed it. Maybe if we do get a rain soon, they'll have the option to. But yeah, very dry out there, and many that have already seeded are reporting that they're getting poor germination.
So overall, how do you describe this year for yields?
It varies. I mean, it's going to be, as we saw last week or the week before when I posted some yield data, we are far below where we normally are. So I would say we're sitting somewhere between 30 and 50% of average. We'll know better next week once we have our final numbers in. But yeah, I mean, some people got lucky and got rain and they got good yields. And then others, especially down in the southwest and parts of the southeast, and west central and just about everywhere in the province, they just didn't get that rain and they're hurting when it comes to yield.
Provincial Crops Extension Specialist Matt Struthers compiles the weekly crop report for the Saskatchewan Ministry of Agriculture.
Time now for Real Agriculture with Sean Haney. Brought to you in part by Karst Holdings in Assiniboia and Schlamp's Integra Tire in Grenfell. Your locally owned Integra Tire dealers on The Source, 620 CKRM.
This is your RealAgriculture.com update. Bring the energy of Real Ag Radio to your next customer meeting or conference From your stage, we'll record an episode in person to inform and provide insight on the latest in agriculture. Sean Haney here with RealAgriculture.com and Real Ag Radio. I'm joined right now by Ann Wasco, the Gateway Livestock Exchange, for another beef market update. Ann, how are you doing?
I am good.
Give us an update. What's happening right now as we enter the first day of October today? What's been happening in the cash markets?
Well, like I told Lindsay two weeks ago, and I think we've been on this broken record for a while, another week of pretty much steady money. We've traded between 120 and 125 in the U.S. for eons, it seems like. But this week, again, south 123 to 124. And in the north, a little bit weaker there, steady to a buck lower, 121 to 124. So that spread between north and south is narrowing, which is pretty typical. You know, in the summer, you tend to see the north over south, and then they come together. So that's what's happening. The choice cutout is, you know, continues to come off of those big August highs. 295 was the close last night on the choice. So that's down 10 bucks from a week ago. Again, pretty typical. These are numbers that are still well over where we would have been previously, but they've come off some pretty steep levels back in the summertime. And just looking north of the border, we were pretty much steady here in Western Canada. You know, a bit of a holiday yesterday, so we'll see if there's some catch-up trade for us here in Canada, some catch-up trade today, but that 265 to 266 just is where we were last week, kind of quiet to start this week. And Ontario also sounded steady early this week at 270. So I wish there was something. Those numbers are pretty similar to what I would have given Lindsay close to 2 weeks ago.
And how have the futures been behaving in reflection to those cash markets?
Well, that I think that's the story for September. In the rearview mirror, futures have had a pretty big correction down to cash. So gave cash all the time in the world to improve. The cash didn't. It traded steady. But futures had been at some pretty lofty levels there. And so all through the month of September, we've seen basically, in a nutshell, the futures coming down to the cash. I think now, as we flip into Q4, that the futures are going to be saying, okay, cash, now it's your turn. You need to lead this market higher as we go into November and December. And as long as we continue to get cattle harvested both south of the border and here in Canada, I think that can be in the cards. But now that the futures have had this big correction, they're going to want to see it first. You go, I'll wait, that wait and see game now.
Yeah, and there's the fundamentals, and there's also obviously some of the spec money that comes in from, you know, commodity hedge funds and things like that. So, yeah, it's discouraging when you do see. It's nice when you have that separation sometimes, because you're like, okay, the cash has got to come to the future. When the future comes down to the cash, you're like, ah, crap.
Not as fun. Now, one thing, Sean, we did, you know, have that U.S. hogs and pigs report last Friday that was pretty friendly, bullish slash friendly, and it has seen lean hog futures higher basically all week this week. And so that could potentially help some of that fundamental news, because we are going to be looking at, you know, a smaller pig crop, smaller breeding herd, you know, down 2.3% on the breeding herd. And that means 2021 pork production smaller than many were expecting, and the same for 2022. So maybe that'll give a little bit of you know, some better news to the market.
Yeah. Well, we need it. Like kind of been confusing to me is how it seems like some of the, you know, you mentioned some of the cutout values, some of the prices at the grocery store. Like the demand side of it, like when I go to the grocery store and I look at, you know, what two cuts, what they cost, like it's expensive, right? But what has the consumer been saying in reflection to those prices?
Well, demand has still been good, but we're all kind of watching that very closely. Prices, like you say, both in Canada and the U.S. at the retail level are high. Exports have been super strong. You know, we're still, you know, watching with interest, you know, the restrictions that, you know, keep coming on and off, and things that are changing as we move through wave four of COVID.
This has been your Real Agriculture Update. You can find out more about this issue or many others at realagriculture.com.
It's your Agri weather forecast on The Source, 620 CKRM.
The official 620 CKRM farm weather is brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina. specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan. Call Harry, Justin, or Devin at 352-1866. And Moose Jaw Truck Shop, the number one choice for any diesel engine repair. Drop in, no appointment necessary, or visit moosejawtruckshop.com. Sunny sky today, wind southwest 20, becoming light this afternoon, the high 25, the low plus 5. Saturday, sunny, the high 22, the low 7. Sunday, sunny, the high 24, the low 4. Monday, sunny, the high 23, the low 8. Tuesday, sunny, the high 28, the low 8. Wednesday, sunny, the high 25, the low 8. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high forecast of 18. Normal high for this date is 15 degrees. The normal low is 0. The sun rose at 6:59 this morning. It sets at 6:37 tonight. And around the province, the hot spot in Canada and in Saskatchewan, Yellowgrass at 24 degrees. The cold spot in Saskatchewan, up north, Uranium City at 13. On the roundup, Estevan is 23, Saskatoon 21, Swift Current 19, Weyburn 23, Yorkton 22. In Regina with sunny sky, it's 21, that's 70 Fahrenheit. Winds are from the south, southeast at 18. Humidity is 24%, the barometer falling 101.8. Sunny in Moose Jaw, 22. Winds are from the west, southwest at 11. Once again, Regina, sunny and 21. That's 70 Fahrenheit. Back in a moment.
Get out to an early start on weed control in next year's canola and lentil crop using Group 3 Edge Microactive from Gowan, Canada this fall. Edge Microactive, maximize yields today and manage resistance for tomorrow. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan, Canada.
You're listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with 620 CKRM Agri-News Director Jim Smalley.
This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers. Get fair market value for your assets with an online auction through McDougall Auctioneers, McDougallAuctions.com, and brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems, experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer's just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems, expect the best. The University of Saskatchewan is establishing a crop insect research facility to study both pests and beneficial insects. Entomologist Dr. Sean Prager will be in charge of the center, which will be established in the College of Agriculture and Bioresources building. Funding will come from several sources, including $500,000 from the Western Grains Research Foundation as part of its $32 million capacity initiative. Garth Patterson is the foundation's executive director.
Just like plant research, we do require indoor facilities such as greenhouses for plants, and we don't really have that capability to a large degree in Western Canada that meets the standards that are required for insect research. So this funding, the total funding of $1.2 million, is going to allow the U of S to build that facility. And you had mentioned insects, and there's the beneficials and the pests, of course. This will allow Dr. Prager and other research scientists to do research on the life of those insects, their habits, and how to control them, how to better understand beneficial insects. And what this means to farmers is that down the road, we'll be able to develop better strategies to manage insect pests and to use beneficial insects to our benefit.
The researchers will work with the Crop Development Center with new crop varieties.
Yes, we expect that the University of Saskatchewan will be working not only with the Crop Development Center, another part of the U of S, but with the other key research institutions here in Canada in the area of pest management.
Patterson says producers are helping to fund the research facility.
Farmers have made a significant contribution of a little over $700,000 in total to this $1.2 million facility. And that does include ourselves, WGRF, as well as Sask Canola, Sask Pulse, and Sask Wheat. So all three of those farm organizations have all banded together to, we've come up with a little over $700,000 in total.
Garth Patterson is the executive director of the Western Grains Research Foundation. It's helping to fund the first crop insect research facility at the U of S, the first of its kind for a Western Canadian university.
You're tuned to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today on The Source, 620 CKRM.
This segment of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Degelmann Industries. Look to Degelmann for the most reliable, dependable, engineered tough equipment on the market. And Arcola Building Supplies, small town lumberyard, big on service. ArcolaBuildingSupplies.com. Harvest progress in Manitoba has reached 91%, according to the latest crop report. Manitoba agriculture oilseed specialist Dane Frays says farmers have been making excellent progress due to favorable weather.
Warm, dry, and above seasonal temperatures have really contributed to a rapid push to start closing out harvest. Canola fields are nearly all off across the province, and there's been a big push into soybeans. Now, soybean harvest has been a little bit stagey. There are some beans that are still green in some fields, hanging on, lingering effects of that drought we endured over the summer. But generally, quality is good, although we are seeing smaller bean size than normal.
Frays outlines canola and soybean yields in Manitoba.
Canola yields are highly variable. It really depends on where rain fell and what kind of soil moisture conservation practices were in place ahead of the season. We're seeing anything from 5 to about 45 bushels an acre. Typically in the southwest region, we're seeing them run in the mid-30s. It would be an average yield. Soybean yields are going between 20 and 40 bushels an acre. Again, averaging in the mid-30s towards about 30 bushels an acre.
There are reports of regrowth in some crops.
Yes, there's significant regrowth in basically anything that's been left unworked or even worked. Regrowth in cereal stubble, canola stubble, and some soybean fields. Not necessarily soybean regrowth, but a lot of volunteer canola is certainly showing up. And that might make it a bit of a challenge to take off some of those last soybean crops. Some farmers are having to look at desiccation options just to make sure that there's brown plant material, not gumming up combines and sieves.
The corn and sunflower harvest has started.
It is right around the corner, yes. Some of the earliest fields have been started to be harvested. Producers generally trying to take off some early corn to meet some September delivery contracts where possible. But we're seeing leaves turn color fairly quickly despite not having a frost in many areas. And farmers will be pushing into those late season crops basically as soon as soybeans are done.
Winter cereal seeding is completed.
No, those who intend to seed winter cereals are largely complete. We've had a nice September for it with some adequate moisture, so we're seeing pretty good growth on those winter cereals that were seeded earlier in the month, anywhere between 2 to 6 leaf stage at this time.
Some fall field work is underway across Manitoba.
Some farmers are proceeding with field work as normal, but many are really considering their moisture conservation options for spring 2022, looking at reduced tilling or zero tilling in some instances where they haven't been prior to conserve soil moisture and keep moisture in the ground. Since we have not had a lot of rain throughout the season and we've only had some now, we really want to keep those soils in good shape for spring seeding season. Excess tillage now can help with weed control and incorporating residue, but it will have impacts if we are faced with another dry spring.
Dane Frays compiles the weekly crop report for Manitoba Agriculture. Saskatchewan Equine Expo's 10th anniversary show, slated for October 28th through the 31st, has been cancelled due to COVID-19. The decision was made at a meeting this week. Leanne Herbert is Saskatoon Prairieland Parks Agriculture Coordinator.
Prairieland puts on the Equine Expo with our partners, the Western College of Veterinary Medicine and the Saskatchewan Horse Federation. And we held a meeting and we decided that it was no longer appropriate to hold the event. So we did cancel the event. We were looking at the safety of the guests, participants, and everyone of our staff that would be there, and we just felt it was the right thing to do.
Equine Expo usually attracts about 10,000 people for the various horse shows, training challenges, seminars, and trade show. Refunds will be issued directly to ticket purchasers and exhibitors. Hurlbert says one event for horse trainers, the Off-Track Thoroughbred Challenge, will proceed on a single day in late October.
The Off-Track Thoroughbred Challenge is a program that runs within the Equine Expo. Trainers apply to the expo and they're accepted, and then they have a year to work with an off-track thoroughbred. And then they bring it in and we have a competition with 5 different disciplines. Because these trainers have been working with their horses for the last year, we have to do something for them. So we will be having our off-track thoroughbred challenge that last weekend in October when Expo would have been.
Hurlbert says the 10th anniversary of Equine Expo will be held in October 2022.
The Market Updates with Jim Smalley on The Source 620 CKRM.
Market Update is brought to you by Nelson GM in Assiniboia and Avonlea. With new inventory arriving daily, they'll find a vehicle that fits your agriculture lifestyle. Proudly serving southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years. See Nelson GM today. And Western Ag Professional Agronomy. If you want to make cropping decisions with confidence, visit growmoreprofit.com. Grain prices were mixed in early trading today. Viterra prices for canola rose $5.80 at $876.42. Flax fell $19.69 at $1,232.41. Yellow peas gained $9.19 at $540.08. One red spring wheat increased $12.84 at $402.87. The rest were unchanged. Durham $661.59. Feed barley $329.65, lentils $10.47.50, oats $4.12.53, feed wheat $261.65. On the Minneapolis Exchange this morning, hard red spring wheat for December rose 18.5 cents at $9.31.5 a bushel.
It's the Livestock Reports on the Source 620 CKRM.
The livestock quotes are brought to you by the Weyburn Livestock Exchange. Call Weyburn 842-4574. Now, the latest livestock quotes.
This is Grant Barnett with the Market Report. Heartland Livestock here in Moose Jaw, 1639 at our Tuesday pre-start. This calf market looks to be selling to a strong, strong demand here right now. These top-end tan calves, they're selling at a premium here in Moose Jaw again this fall. 430 cows and bulls on our market here on Thursday. It looked much the same as it was last week. These good big cows, 81 to 89. Medium cows, wet cows, 74 to 82. And the good bulls, $1.05 to 12. Sales rate up to 118.75. Into the pre-sort here on Tuesday, 19 tan and white steers, 362 at 289.75. 18 tan steers at 275. They weighed just on 400 pounds. These 38, they're steers, 486, 264 and a quarter. 89 red and black steers, 483. They bring 236.75. 70 red and black steers, 533. They bring 231.75. 33 big red and black steers, 705 at 213. Into the heifer end, 373 weight tan heifers at 222 and a quarter. 424 tans at 218.50. 594 tans at 192. 103 red and black heifers, 473 at 197. And the 50 red and black heifers, 537 at 192. This is Grant Barnett reporting. Let's have one great afternoon.
We also have yesterday's quotes from Yorkton.
Good afternoon. This is the Yorkton Heartland Livestock Market Report for the week of September 29th. We had a good run of feeder cattle here this week, 2680 in the sorts, 270 cows and bulls, and a handful of regular cattle, about 3,000 head went through the ring. Cows and bulls selling a touch lower here yesterday. D1, D2 cows, 75 to 85, sales 87.88. D3 cows, 65 to 75. Cows are averaging 78 and a quarter. Good bulls, 102 to 112, sales to 114, 115. Bulls are averaging 103.50. On to the pre-sort sale. These feeders had some downward pressure on some of the pens. We had our special Charolais sale here. Here's some highlights. 75 little steers weighing 310, sold for 310. 420-pound tan steers, 263. 500-pounders, 255. 113 tan steers at 570, they topped out at 231. 640-pound steers, 222. My favorite pen, 710-pound tan steers, 213. And 770-pound steers at 209. On to the heifer side, 360-pound little heifers, 224. 420-pound tan heifers, 221. 500-pounders, 207. Here's a package of 74 tan heifers, 570 pounds, topped out at 203. 640s at 187, and 700-pound tan heifers, 181. Onto the yearling market, 750-pound yearling steers, 217, 850-pound yearling steers, 206, 950-pound yearling steers, 183. Onto the heifers, 750-pound yearling heifers topped out at 183. Next week, pre-sort featuring Angus cattle, but all breeds are welcome. Also next Wednesday, a total herd dispersal for Dr. Ken Woods, the longtime veterinarian out of Ebenezer. This sale will start after the pre-sort sale next Wednesday. Last Friday, we had a sheep lamb goat sale with 1,100 head. Here's a few highlights. 70 to 80 pound lambs, 227 to 234. Cull ewes, 150 to 170. Kid goats, 60 to 70 pounds. they topped out at $140 to $175 a piece. That's it for this week at Heartland Yorkton. I'm Harvey Exner. Have a good day.
And now the latest Saskatchewan pork prices.
Ham sold 7,000 hogs Thursday, selling a range of 208 to 239 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 4,600 head, selling a range of 209 to 240 per CKG. 100 index hog prices for the week ending Saturday, October 2nd are Ole West 2020 contract, 209.30, Ole West 2021 contract, 225.60, Maple Leaf Sig 4, 207.30, Hams Cash, 205.30, and Thunder Creek Brickco, $209.27 per CKG. Hams and born sows this week were down, selling the range of 66 to 73 cents per pound live weight. Hams Cash hog price today is up, and forward contract prices open mixed this morning. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 78.96 cents U.S. Daily U.S. cash prices are mixed to finish the week, with the negotiated Western Corn Belt once again trending lower, while the national base regions are up relative to the previous day. Base prices for week ending October 2nd are likewise mixed. Western Corn Belt moved $4.47 U.S. 100 weight lower, but national bases are starting to find some footing. National was only 38 cents lower compared to the previous week, and the first reporting day in the price discovery period is up by 84 cents 100 weight. The national cutout adjusted weekly revenues will be up by over $4 week over week when calculated later today, as strength in the cutout returns. Lean hog futures are backing off from the strength seen this week. The quarterly hogs and pigs report and weekly export numbers appear to be priced in for now. The most active December contract has increased by approximately 18% since mid-September when the recent lows were put in place, but further upside appears limited at this time.
Coming up, the Resource Report.
This is the Saskatchewan Resource Report on 620 CKRM. Here's Jim Smalley.
Now the Resource Report, brought to you by the Prairie Co-op Grow Team, fueling farms, feeding families, in Cupar, Ituna, Lipton, and Strasburg, and brought to you by Second Look Online Auction. Visit 2ndlookonlineauction.com to see what's up for bid. Saskatchewan no longer has the lowest minimum wage in the country. Minimum wage earners received a 36 cent per hour raise effective today, which bumps the minimum wage to $11.81 an hour. New Brunswick now has the lowest minimum wage at $11.75 per hour. Saskatchewan's minimum wage is calculated using an indexation formula. The increases are announced by June 30th and take effect October 1st. An electric vehicle tax takes effect today in Saskatchewan, with registered owners having to pay an extra $150 on top of their regular fees. It's a move that's still being questioned by the head of the Saskatchewan Electric Vehicles Association. Matthew Pointer is upset with the tax, saying it does not point to climate change as a government priority. He says this tax is premature and should not have been installed until more electric cars were on the road in Saskatchewan. There are just over 600 registered electric vehicles in Saskatchewan right now. On the markets, the TSX is up 30 points at 20,100. The Dow has risen 297 points at 34,141. Oil is up 44 cents at $75.47 a barrel. The Canadian dollar is up 27 one-hundredths of a cent at 79.10 cents U.S. That's the Resource Report. If you missed any segment of the show, tune in to the on-demand Saskatchewan Agriculture Today podcast, brought to you by Gowan Canada. Gowan Canada understands the challenges growers face and takes pride in finding effective crop protection solutions. Visit GowanCanada.com to learn more. That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. I'm Jim Smalley.
You've been listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with Jim Smalley on 620 CKRM. If you missed any of today's broadcast, download the podcast now online at 620ckrm.com. Saskatchewan Agriculture Today, now starting after the 12 o'clock news on your voice for everything ag, 620 CKRM.
This podcast brought to you by Gowan Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.